The Wonderland Trail is a 93-mile hike around Mount Rainier. Maybe you've taken it. The difficult hike is filled with peaks and ridges, and it can take anywhere from 7 to 14 days to complete. Hikers who want to spend more than a day on the trail have to get a permit, but if you've not applied yet, you may be out of luck. The number of permit applications has more than doubled in the past 2 years, so this year Rainier National Park had to close the application process early. Tracy Swartout is deputy superintendent of the park. She says it's hard to pinpoint exactly why the trail's become so popular.
There has been a great deal of press in recent years about the Wonderland Trail, the full 93-mile trail, as well as section hiking it. And in the last several years, we've had pretty light winters, so people have been able to get out on the Wonderland Trail pretty early. Of course, some recent movie releases, too, that have highlighted the joys of long-distance hiking.
And I think you're talking about Wild in particular, yes?
That's right.
What draws people specifically to the Wonderland Trail itself?
I think it's a great opportunity to really connect with Mount Rainier National Park. The entire trail runs through the Mount Rainier National Park wilderness, and so people have an opportunity to experience relative solitude compared to our front country campgrounds, and to really get off the beaten track and to have an opportunity to experience wildlife close up and to really get a view of some of the gorgeous subalpine areas in the park that are a little bit further from the well-traveled roads and trails near our front country.
Well, as I understand it, that's the whole purpose of our national park system, or most of our national parks, as intended by President Theodore Roosevelt. So why limit the number of overnight permits for camping on this trail in particular?
Well, since most of the trail, other than a few trailheads, is in the wilderness, we always seek to try to preserve the wilderness values, being untrammeled and unconstrained, and to have the hands of humans lightly represented in the backcountry. So we want to try to preserve that experience, both for the wildlife and for the ecology, but also for the visitors.
I'm talking with Tracy Swartout. She's deputy superintendent of Mount Rainier National Park. Well, so you're limiting, Tracy, the number of permits that you give out for camping, and that sounds like one way to preserve the integrity of this trail. But, you know, still there are people, and I'm wondering how you keep Mount Rainier's wilderness areas pristine when there are at least, you know, several hundred people tromping through them.
It's a great question, and I've heard folks say that it's hard to imagine that anyone's doing any work on the trail because it just lay so lightly on the land, and that's the intent. But there's a lot of work behind the scenes to ensure the integrity stays for generations, and that includes our backcountry law enforcement rangers who go out and ensure that folks are adhering to food storage guidelines to minimize our wildlife-human interaction and to protect those species from being acclimated to human food. And then we've got folks who are out there assessing the trail condition, rebuilding bridges that have been washed away by storms, making sure that the drainage is going the right way so as not to undermine the trail, and hosts of resource folks who are out there either evaluating hazard tree conditions so we can preserve the safety of the campsites, or just ensuring that particular areas that are sensitive for wildlife are protected and monitored if need be.
Tracy, is there any danger that we could love our national parks too much? In other words, too many of us want to hit the wilderness so that it's no longer wilderness and we can't keep it in the state in which it was preserved originally?
Yeah, that's a great question. I don't think it's possible to care too much, but there is a possibility of using too much. And so we always have to moderate the visitor use with the protection of the resources. And if those two things come in conflict, we have to ensure that the resource perseveres so that its very existence will allow people to care about this place in the future. But having said that, there are plenty of opportunities for people to get out there and experience the park. And so we try to have some areas managed for higher intensive use, and those are our hardened trails and paved trails. For example, if you go up to the Paradise area at Mount Rainier, you can drive to that parking lot. So many of the trails, although they're in fragile physical environments, they're very heavily used. It's a balancing act for sure, but I think there's a way to achieve both.
How long have you worked at Mount Rainier National Park?
I've been here at Mount Rainier for almost 3 years, but I went with the Park Service for 15.
What do you remember thinking the first time you came up on Mount Rainier?
Well, I think most people in the Puget Sound area have this feeling of seeing the mountain from afar, and that's certainly one way to experience. That was my first way, by air, I think, flying into SeaTac for some other trip long ago. But then when you approach the park, it's a park that you enjoy far away, seeing the mountain on the horizon, but also up close and personal. And I remember going through the gates in our Nisqually entrance, and it has that old Icon Park feel with the heavy timbering. And that road, as you wind yourself from the southwestern entrance all the way up through the historic area in Longmire and then on up to Paradise, that road corridor is part of our National Historic Landscape District, and it just has the sense that it was there for you to experience the resources. Every gentle curve gives you a view of the mountain or a view of the forest. And the feeling that you have today, although not exactly as it was when the road was laid out for sure, it really gives you that sense that I'm in someplace different. I'm in a national park, and this is a special place, and that's the experience I had when I came here 3 years ago.
Makes you want to get out to Mount Rainier, doesn't it? Tracy Swartout is Deputy Superintendent of Mount Rainier National Park. This is the 100th anniversary of the park's Wonderland Trail. Permits for multi-day hikes on the full trail are no longer available, but if you want to get a taste, there are plenty of day hike opportunities, but you should get there early because park rangers warn parking might be tough.